Whitewater Courage by Jake Maddox. Illustrated by Sean Tiffany. Chapter 1. Welcome to Australia. Christopher Hawke and his sister Sarah walked down the long tunnel from the plane to the airport. Christopher stopped to look out a small window in the tunnel. The sky was a shade of blue he had never seen in Wisconsin. "Look," he said to Sarah, "we're really in Australia." "Cool," Sarah said. "Come on, let's find Uncle Nathan." They followed the rest of the passengers into the gate. Christopher stared through the sea of people walking back and forth through the busy airport. Soon, they found their uncle. Uncle Nathan hugged them. "I bet you're tired," he said. "Yeah," Christopher admitted. "We left Wisconsin more than 30 hours ago."
"Let's get your bags and get out of here," said Uncle Nathan.
They walked through the airport and down the escalators to the baggage claim area.
"How are your parents?" asked Nathan. "I bet they were nervous about sending you to Australia by yourselves."
"Mom was cool with it," said Sarah, "but Dad was freaked out."
Uncle Nathan laughed.
"He's just worried because I'm his brother," he said. "Your dad still thinks I'm 10 years old."
Christopher and Sarah grabbed their bags from the luggage carousel. Then the three of them walked outside to Nathan's truck.
"We're going to have a great time in Tasmania," Uncle Nathan said.
"We're going rafting down the Franklin River, and then we'll spend a week at the beach," said Sarah. "Right?" She was bouncing in her seat with excitement.
"That's right," said Uncle Nathan. "We'll camp next to the river tonight and start our rafting trip tomorrow."
He looked over at Christopher.
"Are you okay, buddy?" Uncle Nathan asked.
"I read that the Franklin River is really high because of all the rain recently," Christopher said. "Some people canceled their trips. They said other people should stay off the river."
Sarah rolled her eyes.
"Christopher is pretty scared," she said. "He doesn't think we should go on the rafting trip."
"I'm not scared," said Christopher.
"It's okay," said Uncle Nathan. "I wouldn't take you on this trip if it was dangerous. You're safe with me. Besides, you might not make it back to Australia for a long time. You don't want to miss this chance."
"I know," Christopher said.
"Then our next stop is the Franklin River," said Uncle Nathan.
Chapter 2. On the River. The next morning, Christopher, Sarah, and Uncle Nathan stood on the banks of the Franklin River. The raft was inflated, the gear was loaded, and they were nearly ready to go.
"Help me tie down these bags," said Uncle Nathan. He was holding a handful of cords.
"Why do we have to tie the gear down?" asked Christopher.
"In case the raft tips over," said Sarah. "Right, Uncle Nathan?"
"Right," said Uncle Nathan. "Or, in case a big wave of water hits the raft, we don't want our gear flying into the river."
"Wait a second. The raft might tip over?" asked Christopher.
"It might," said Uncle Nathan. "But we'll have life jackets and helmets on. Nothing's going to happen to us."
As he helped Uncle Nathan tie down the gear, Christopher looked at the truck.
"What are you going to do with your truck?" he asked.
"A couple of my friends are going to drive it downriver," said Uncle Nathan.
He finished tying the last bag. "My truck will be waiting for us."
"Let's go, guys," said Sarah. She could hardly contain her excitement.
"Okay," said Uncle Nathan. "Hop in."
Sarah and Christopher climbed into the raft. Sarah sat on the right side, and Christopher sat on the left. Uncle Nathan gently pushed the raft into the river.